Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EMS Live. This program is recorded.
Hello, Wisconsin, and welcome to a special edition of EMS Live in Wisconsin. This is Joe Cavelli. Today is Thursday, November 10th. This is a special broadcast in that just 48 hours ago, Wisconsinites and the nation went to the polls and selected leaders for the upcoming sessions and years and so on. We have our special guest this morning, Michael Brozak. Michael is the legislative lobbyist and government relations person for the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. Michael has worked with the association for a number of years now, and we look forward to hearing from him and kind of getting the inside track and scoop on outcomes that we recently experienced as, again, Wisconsinites in the nation went to the polls. And so we look forward to his information and how it directly relates to emergency medical services. 2017 is already shaping up to be a big year for the industry. So we look forward to chatting with Michael. We also may hear from a few others here on the program. If you'd like to ask a question or contribute to the discussion today, feel free to press number one on your phone keypad if you are listening to us via the telephone this morning for this morning's program. So we're going to talk with Michael about the national and Senate races, as well as the legislative races here in Wisconsin and how things kind of have shaped up now that we know better outcomes. There's one recall going on right now, so there's one seat that's in question as far as the Senate, so hopefully that will be resolved soon. This is Joe Cavelli with the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. You are listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin. Our program continues after this brief message.
Godfrey & Kahn, a Wisconsin-based law firm, combines specific experience in numerous practice areas to provide a wide range of legal and business counseling services. The law firm is known for its core business practice and litigation, as well as providing strategic legal advice to the healthcare industry and employers. Their clients range from individuals and small businesses to government entities and large private and public national and international companies. Have a legal question? Contact attorney Thomas Shorter at Godfrey & Kahn, 877-455-2900, or find them on the web at www.gklaw.com. This program is sponsored by Jefferson Fire and Safety, providing high-quality equipment and service to fire, EMS, and police agencies from across Wisconsin, and manufacturer's representative for Lifeline Ambulances. Find them on the web at jeffersonfire.com.
EMS Live in Wisconsin is produced by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. To speak with the co-hosts or guests during the live show, dial 646-929-1081 and press number 1 on your keypad. Or send an email to emslive@paaw.us. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to EMS Live in Wisconsin, and I'm pleased to bring into the program Michael Brozak. Michael, good morning. It sounds like we have some background noise, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to move away here.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're going on our way to the governor's Northern Economic meeting in Minocqua, so I'll get over here where it's quiet.
Okay, great. Thank you. And while you're moving over to a little quieter corner there, let me point out a few things. When I started in EMS back in 1988, you know, like many of us, I got into the business to help people. And quite often you don't take into account the government side of emergency medical services. I think as practitioners, we think about taking care of people, you know, running the ambulance, getting our training, advancing our skills, helping our community. Those are all important attributes. But very seldom do we think about how EMS, in a way, functions, not only financially, but also the powers of authority. And that typically comes from government. So elections always present interesting times because our industry really is directly tied to government leadership, and the decisions that government makes, not only with Medicaid and billing, and reimbursement, but also Medicare, of course, to a larger extent. So, Michael, let's, if we could, let's first talk about the national election and its impact also on Wisconsin, just as a quick overview, and then we'll dive deeper into the Wisconsin results for some of the local races.
Well, thanks, Joe. Yeah,
you're
welcome. The national races were probably the most interesting I've ever seen, maybe since the election of Ronald Reagan back in 1980. For example, the nomination of Donald Trump as the GOP standard bearer caused all sorts of consternation here in Wisconsin because many of the leaders in Wisconsin and the legislature and the state Senate, they felt that Trump's presence on the ticket in November would drag the ticket down. And this kind of goes back to an old feud within the Republican Party that on a national level that has been going on for years. It's from the 50s with the Taft wing of the party, which was really the Rockefeller wing of the party. And then you get into the 60s when Barry Goldwater ran and the Rockefeller wing did not like him at all. They didn't show up to vote against Lyndon Johnson in 1964, and he was demolished in the general election. And the Rockefeller wing of the party is really what's now known as the establishment. They're the big contributors, the industrialists and all that sort of thing. And even when Ronald Reagan ran, that wing of the party, the establishment, didn't want anything to do with Reagan because they considered him a second-rate actor, a bit of a you know, slow on the draw type of guy. But he won, that's the last time, by the way, in 1984, that Wisconsin voted for the Republican candidate for president. I think Trump had a 1% or 2% margin here in the state, but he won all 10 electoral votes. So what we have in Washington did not occur with Trump's victory. It didn't hurt anybody on the ticket. In Wisconsin, in fact, Trump actually helped people on the ticket. For example, Ron Johnson was behind in many polls up until Election Day, and he won by a comfortable margin against Russ Feingold for the United States Senate. And ironically, where everyone is so afraid of Trump, in the legislature, in the state assembly, the Republicans picked up two extra seats, so now it's 64 to 35 of Republicans over the Dems, with I'd say 88 to 90% of the incumbents won re-election. And in the Senate, there was a gain of a seat there. Now it's depending on the recount in Senator Jennifer Schilling's district, it could be 20 to 13. So those margins were brought up significantly with the November general election. And states surrounding Wisconsin, like Michigan and even Minnesota, for example, that they didn't call that election until yesterday afternoon, which is generally a massively Democratic state. So what we have in the legislature now as it pertains to our interests is, in fact, I'm going to be going over to a conference I mentioned earlier with Governor Walker in about 45 minutes. Here I'm up in Minocqua, and he told me personally that he is going to run for re-election. It was hinted that Trump was going to give him a position in the cabinet, but he just was elected. Walker was just elected incoming president of the National Governors Association, which gives him a lot of prestige and political clout nationwide. So that's going to be he's going to be around for at least 2 years, and if he runs for re-election, we'll see what happens there. So you'll have stability. You'll have stability in the executive agencies, and especially in the agencies that pertain to us. You know, Department of Health Services, Department of Administration, Department of Transportation, things that affect our interests. So. Looking at each house of the legislature, you know, there were winners and losers there. And the winner in the assembly, in my humble opinion, was Speaker Robin Voss, because he picked up two seats. And the losers over there, I think, were obviously the Dems, because they had their eyes on three or four seats that they could have picked up. In the Senate, Jennifer Schilling, the Democrat leader, minority leader, with her tight race and now the recall being underway, that's kind of tough on a leader, because you select a leader based a lot of times not only on their skills, which she has many, but also how safe you are in your own district. And she just managed to squeak through a victory of 58 votes, which the Wisconsin Elections Commission is now ordering a recount. Anything under 1% change in the vote, and that's disputed, the candidate does not have to pay for it. That's paid for by the taxpayers. So in that, in that house, one of the big winners was a friend of ours and with our association, and that's Senator Tom Tiffany from the Minocqua area. We've met with him, worked with him as an association for quite some time, and he's on the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, and he has a keen interest in EMS and EMT issues, and he's very, very approachable, and I speak with him, you know, quite a bit. So so I would consider, as far as senators go, state senators, I would consider Senator Tiffany definitely to be one of the guys who won a big election, and soundly, he's in the Budget Writing Committee and the Joint Finance Committee, and he's certainly someone that can help us. Paul Tittle won, another a person that we worked very closely with in the State Assembly. He won a nice margin over there. So as we see our mission with EMS, EMT, we have people in there who, number one, genuinely and deeply support our efforts as a health safety and health delivery operation, and we have the good relations there. Now is the time when we have to kind of broaden our approach because of the budget that's being written by the legislature and the governor. And there's budget problems in the Department of Transportation. There's all sorts of issues. And with the Trump administration coming in, one has to wonder how federal Medicare and Medicaid fundings will take place, because there will definitely be changes in that under President Trump. And also, we have the bonus of having the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, who controls that house, and they write all the checks. They're the guys who do the appropriations. So I don't think Wisconsin could be in a better place politically, and I think that with our group, I think that we certainly have an optimistic next 1 or 2 years here as far as the legislature is concerned.
You brought up some excellent points, Michael, especially with the stability perspective with Speaker Paul Ryan at the national level. It's yet to be seen what will happen or change with the Affordable Care Act, but obviously, as President-elect Trump has hinted and talked about frequently, there are going to be changes with that program. So we'll have to see how that all shapes up. But also talking about shaping up, 2017 is looking to be a very big year for emergency medical services in Wisconsin. There are plans to introduce community paramedicine legislation. The draft is written, simply really waiting for the session to begin in February.
Right, and that being said, when you compare it to the Affordable Care Act or the so-called Obamacare, I've been fairly close with the folks that are close to President-elect Trump. In fact, I was on the phone with one of them last night, who is the legal counsel for Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. And it looks as if that the first moves are going to be to allow to basically disassemble and reassemble the act, relying more on cross-state abilities to buy insurance, which is now not possible, and various health saving systems. But I believe that the keystone of what he's planning on doing for the Affordable Care Act is the competition to allow states to buy insurance from other insurance markets, and thereby spreading out the actuarial risks and probably helping with the pricing and effectiveness. So I agree with you 100%. It's going to be an interesting year coming up.
Very much so. The other thing that's shaping up quite a bit for emergency medical services next year, Michael, is the Legislative Study Committee on Firefighter and EMT shortages, volunteer firefighter and EMT shortages. This group has been meeting since July. They've been meeting every month, and they have plans to meet until the end of this year. And we already know there are four drafts of legislation that have already been written and soon will be proposed. We assume that to a strong degree. So 2017 is shaping up to be a big year for emergency medical services. There's always risk, though, when you open up a rule or a law and the infiltration that may happen. And so there's always risk on that perspective. Do you mind just speaking briefly about that to help our audience understand it a little bit better, those that typically don't work in this world, to at least give them an outlook of what potentially may happen anytime you introduce new legislation or write law?
Well, you know, the process is sometimes very laborious, but sometimes not. You develop a draft legislation that has to be put through the Legislative Reference Bureau and examined by their attorneys to see if for reasons of constitutionality or a legal precedent, and then you have to figure out if it has a fiscal note. In other words, what's the thing going to cost? You have to figure out how to deal with it. In getting that squared away with the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. In this case here, we've been working at it long and hard, so the kinks are pretty much out of it. But the interesting thing about our draft is that it's, as we've gone through it these many months, we found that there were repetitive and duplicative languages in the statutes and the administrative rules. And I think we're certainly doing a service to the state by cleaning that language up and making a bill that is far more enforceable due to clarity. So what will happen is, let's just say it's a perfect world and we get good sponsors and the bill is immediately sent to the, let's just say it goes to the assembly first. It goes to the assembly rules committee, which is based by the speaker's office and a majority leader. And then it's sent to a committee for a hearing. And that could take anywhere, depending on the urgency of the bill, that could take anywhere from, you know, a month to 6 months. That's the first stop, and if it starts in the assembly. In the Senate, the first stop would be Senate Organizational Committee, and they do an absolutely similar move. They refer the bill to committee, and the committee chair determines what type of hearing it should be and when it should be. So if it has a fiscal estimate that exceeds a certain amount, then it has to be dipped into the Joint Finance Committee. And they determine because they are the ones that do the appropriation of the revenues or just plain appropriation. And so, in a perfect world, let's just say that the assembly passes it, sends it on to the Senate, and the Senate does not amend it because no bill can go through both houses unless they're identical. Let's say the Senate passes it as passed by the assembly. It then goes for concurrence in both houses, and then the next stop is on the governor's office, his desk. And the governor agrees to it, and it looks like it's done in the right form. He signs it, and that legislation is enacted into law. So the process could take, even in best circumstances, the process could take 6 months. But on the other hand, if it's something as important as we're speaking about with this issue, I think there's a decent chance, due to the support we have in both houses and from the governor's office to boot, I think we could get it done definitely in 2017.
Very good. And there's a lot of momentum with that already. I know you have a lot of sponsors that are interested in the community paramedicine legislation, and we'll have to see how other things develop for the upcoming year. Michael, we really appreciate your time and offering us an inside look as to outcomes from the recent election and what it means for emergency medical services next year. Comes down to relationships. Michael, for our listening audience, has been in government work and lobbying for 35 years. He's been the PAW lobbyist for a number of years now, and we really value what he is doing to help the organization and also EMS at large here throughout the state. So, Michael, thank you very much for your information this morning. Did you have anything else in closing?
No, it was a pleasure to be with you folks today, and look forward to both houses of the legislature organizing and getting to work.
Yes, we do too. And thank you for all your great work, Michael. And we look forward to 2017. It'll be a banner year for EMS. The important thing for all of us is to really pay attention to what's happening, to have a voice in what's going on, and to monitor it very, very closely and participate in the process. What I have found from working with our Stars of Life program, which brings award recipients to the state capitol and managing and creating the appointments for our stars to meet with their local legislators and also the governor, to meet Governor Walker in the office, in the governor's office, was quite a humbling experience. And also their appreciation for those in emergency medical services just is very resounding. And I guess I should make a plug here for our 2017 Stars of Life program. It will be held in September, and a part of the event is to go to the state capitol, typically in October or November, to meet with local legislators and really speak up emergency medical services. And they are very interested in hearing about what's happening in the local community. Of course, EMS, you know, the community is entrusted to their local ambulance service, first responder group, and fire department. So it's a very, very important venue. Michael, thank you again for being on the program today. You've given us a glimpse of outcomes from the recent election. Very, very helpful.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Have a very good day. Michael Brozak is the PAW legislative lobbyist and government relations person. Michael's been with us a number of years now, and we really, really appreciate his work. Well, that will conclude our special edition of EMS Live in Wisconsin. We are very thankful that you joined us today. This broadcast will be posted to the PAW website here shortly. So if you'd like to refer somebody to the playback, you can refer to paaw.us on our website on the homepage. Just look to the right side and you'll see the audio player there. This is Joe Cavelli for the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. Thank you for listening today to our special program regarding outcome election results and what it means for emergency medical services in Wisconsin. Have a very good day.
EMS Live is produced by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin, which is dedicated to healthy, sustainable ambulance and emergency medical services delivery in Wisconsin. Program comments can be emailed to emslive@paaw.us. That's emslive@paaw.us. Thank you for listening.